than half of it's redacted. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. But the FBI's affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant was released Friday with more black lines than information.
More than half the pages were, in fact, redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February. There was no new information pertaining to the 11 boxes of documents that were seized during the August 8th search. We also found out that the FBI used not just human source intelligence, but also conducted communications intercepts.
Fox's Kevin Cork, former President Trump reacting on social media, asking why Judge Reinhart hasn't recused himself from the case over what Mr. Trump believes is his animosity towards him. The Trump legal team has revised and resubmitted its motion to a federal court asking for the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the documents seized from his home. The Federal Reserve Board likely to impose more big interest rate hikes in the months ahead in an attempt to corral inflation.
That's the word from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in his closely watched speech at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Wyoming. Powell said they're focused on bringing down inflation, but Powell's words sparked a sell-off on Wall Street to end the week, the Dow closing 1,008 points lower.
Fox's Karen McHugh, the White House says they are close to having enough monkeypox vaccine to protect at-risk individuals in the country. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
I'd like to take this moment to emphasize that this is a two-dose vaccine, and it's important to receive the second dose in the series. I encourage providers to continue to highlight the importance of the second dose so that all vaccinated people optimize their protection from the vaccine.
Dr. Walensky says men who have sex with other men are the most at risk. America is listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn has become the latest member of Congress to visit Taiwan.
Her visit so far has included a meeting with Taiwan's president, reaffirming shared values between the two governments.
Will we fight the rise of authoritarianism, or will we capitulate to it?
The senator is also making headlines for a passing remark calling Taiwan a country. Taiwan has been self-ruled for decades, but China claims it as part of its territory. Blackburn's trip is the third by U.S. officials in recent weeks, which began with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit on August 2nd, sparking a show of military force by China. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A wildfire that broke out Friday in a rural area of Oregon has now grown to more than 4,300 acres. Evacuations are being ordered in an area known as the Belknap Gulch. In Ukraine, the Donetsk People's Republic has notified the head of the UN agency monitoring the fighting that the body of a U.S. volunteer killed in the region earlier this week is now ready to be returned to his family. Miles off the coast of Boston, a father and son are rescued as their lobster boat sinks.
The call was for a boat taking on water, but it was mostly submerged 9 miles from the coast when officers from the Boston Police Department's Harbor Unit arrived, including Garrett Boyle, who says what appeared to be a lobster trap floating turned out to be a cooler.
As we got close, we saw about two heads sticking just above water level, hanging on to the blue cooler.
The younger man asking them to help his 76-year-old father first. Rescues captured on body cam footage.
Take your time. You're good.
Take your time.
They said the boat's hull was punctured on rocks after the engine failed. Officer Stephen Merrick later telling reporters,
you could see the fear in their face. They were cold. They looked very tired and weak. They were really struggling to keep their head above the water.
Both men treated for minor injuries. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.